This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's past the hour on the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, Victoria. Unfortunately, we are Douglas today. That's because Doug is traveling. He's in Peru. He'll be back later on in the week. In the meantime, the ladies holding down the fort, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, are here. And some news, ladies. This is trending out of Michigan. Michigan is set to be the first state in the Midwest to allow recreational marijuana use. Voters paved the way on November the 6th on Election Day for the change, which becomes official on Thursday of this week. People who are 21 years or older can have and transport up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and can consume it at home or other private properties. Adults can also grow up to 12 marijuana plants for their own personal use. Now, marijuana sales will have a 10% tax on top of the existing 6% sales tax. So that's pretty good.
Wow.
16%. That's a lot of an extra on top there.
Is that state tax? Like, does that just go to the state? Or, because I know the last time, and I was actually going to ask you about this, the last time we talked about this with how it pertained to Colorado with all the recreational sales, that you can't put any of that cash into a bank. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Has that changed yet? Because all these states keep... Okay, good. Because that
so
was
Colorado,
kind of very
but
weird.
It hasn't... Okay, but it hasn't changed in every state. It's changed in Colorado because Colorado mm-hmm. has come up with a state bank, which allows for people in the state of Colorado businesses, to use those banks to put their money in. Now,
Got it. That means
that in California, we just legalized marijuana, and there was an initiative on the ballot to do statewide banks specifically for the cannabis business, and I think it passed. I'm sure it did. So those will be popping up in California. But this is one of those hidden things that people don't realize when
right.
they're voting and they say yes, yes, yes to marijuana. They don't realize a couple of things. One, the way police officers do traffic stops completely changes. And at some mm-hmm. point, it will probably result in you being swabbed. They'll have to swab your DNA to check for you to see if you're on under the influence of marijuana, other than just a field sobriety test. And then part two is that these businesses collect a lot of money and they operate all in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of this is to collect revenue for the state. So you're really trusting the marijuana businesses to be reporting accurately and all of that. I'm sure there's oversight, but at the beginning when this is all getting going, brand new from the ground up, it's state by state, makes you wonder if there's not some room for error, I guess would be the right way to say it. Put that in air quotes. So Michigan, no doubt, is probably struggling with that to get started. Regulation officials still have to set up rules for dispensaries, and that process can take a while. I know in California we've been legal for at least, I think we're coming up on a year, maybe more, and there are still certain cities and towns that retain the right to not have establishments, they don't have the dispensaries to sell marijuana because they want to keep their town, or the town has to vote for them to actually be part of the landscape in each individual city. So there is still some very local control going on, and that's actually the same in Colorado too. I know the town of, or the city of Grand Junction does not allow marijuana sales. You have to go to the surrounding communities to actually be able to purchase it. So it's interesting how these uber local laws are kind of coming into conflict with state law, and of course with federal law, where marijuana is still legal at this moment and still classified alongside cocaine and meth and all of the other hard drugs.
I can't believe they haven't changed that. Talk about being so far behind the times.
There is some legislation that's out there, and I've read a few different articles, and I've lost track, so I'm just going by memory here, where I think Mitch McConnell in the Senate is picking up a hemp legalization bill, which is coming up before the end of the year. So maybe that's the first step in all of this.
I think that's part of the farm bill,
hemp,
actually.
Yeah, to be able to legalize hemp products. So
yeah.
we'll continue to follow that story, of course. And speaking of hemp and, and CBD oil, it's all the latest rage. I've had a lot of people in my life who are suffering with maybe pain or maybe they have chronic headaches, whatever it might be. They don't want the high of marijuana, but they want the relief that comes from the natural CBD oil. And Victoria, you, I know, have found a great product that, again, could fit someone on your Christmas list or maybe help you or a family member who is suffering.
Yep, I've been experimenting with CBD oil, which, just to be clear, it's hemp oil, but it has none of the THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. So it does not get you high. It's totally legal. CBD oil is very different. There still seems to be a lot of confusion about it. But I've been experimenting with different brands and different concentrations, and the best one that I found so far is CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil, and this is actually from the makers of Life Change Tea, which we have loved on, and I drink every morning, and I know Doug drinks it too. So it's a natural remedy made with nothing but the purest ingredients. It's blended in coconut oil, which is also really good for you. And this is definitely a home run hitter for health right now. If you want CBD oil or you've been thinking about trying it, this is the brand that you want to go to because you have to really be careful. You want to make sure that only the purest ingredients are in it. And CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil is absolutely the best. So the benefits are infinite. For me, I have lower back pain, so rather than take anything that's over the counter, I don't really like to mess with that. I like to stay holistic. And so CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil has really helped with that. It's also non-psychoactive, so that, again, there's no THC, you're not going to get a high from it, you just get all of the health benefits. It's legal in all 50 states, and it gives you everything that you need, the anti-inflammatory effects for all of your joints and your organs. It's really, really great for you. All you need to do, if you want to learn more, is just do a quick CBD oil benefit Google search, and you'll find out why thousands of people are making CBD oil a part of their daily routine, and you'll be really happy that you did. So all you have to do, if you want to start down the CBD oil train, is just hop on to ancientlifeoil.com, and you can find the most trusted source for CBD oil. That's ancientlifeoil.com, and make sure that you go and check it out, because I think you're really going to love it.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
The Geek Out.
It's another What Gift to Get guide. Getting Wi-Fi to work in the house is a pain, but recently technology has filtered down from the commercial grade into the home. It's called mesh networking, and it does exactly as it sounds by creating a more consistently spread wireless network around your house by placing the hubs in various locations that work in unison. Now, there are many brands, but my personal recommendation is Eero. I've been using it now for the better part of a year, and in my two-story home has solved all my long-standing Wi-Fi issues. Eero comes in different packages depending on your needs, but all work off their smartphone app, which is one of the finest user experiences and easiest setups ever. Eero starts at $200, and I posted links to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug is out. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. And there are new survey results, ladies, that reveal more than half of cancer patients and survivors feel concerned that potential policy changes related to having pre-existing conditions will limit their access to health care, and nearly half are concerned they may lose their health coverage due to national health care policy changes. This is important also, that return back to work after you've battled it out with cancer is of concern. Joining us right now, we're so happy to have with us Sonia Kashuk. She's a cancer survivor, founder of Sonia Kashuk Beauty. You can find that all over the place. I've got lots of your products, Sonia. And Rebecca Nellis is the Executive Director of Cancer and Careers. Welcome into the DJV Show, ladies. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Well,
good morning. Let's start with the first question, which I think is the most important one, and that is, why is cancer in the workplace, the topic of cancer in the workplace, so important, or why should it be to all of us?
Thank you for asking that question, and thank you for having us this morning. It is, I think all of us can appreciate that our jobs play an important role in our lives, from access to health insurance to, of course, our paycheck, but also our community, our purpose, the reason we get up every day, how we're contributing to the world. And that's no less true for someone who's been diagnosed with cancer and who is going through treatment and recovery. And so what we found over the years is that conversation just hasn't been as loud unless it's happening to you personally. And we want to change that, because as treatments change and medicine improves and people live longer, which is such brilliant and exciting news, the rest of your life goes on. And so making sure that your work life is part of that is critical.
And tell us about this survey, because I think that this is sort of interesting. A lot of times we see a lot of mainstream surveys, but this is particularly dealing with cancer patients and survivors, and they're feeling concerned about policy changes. Can you give us more information about the policy changes that are of most concern to cancer survivors?
Sure. There's a real concern about the idea that pre-existing conditions, which has been a very hot topic over the last decade, where right now that can't keep you from getting insurance, that those restrictions could come back into play in our healthcare access, and that, of course, most of us actually have a pre-existing condition, but certainly someone who's been diagnosed with cancer would have one. In addition, things like caps on how much money each year you can spend on health insurance via your insurer and things like that all create much greater complexity for someone who's had such a serious illness like cancer. But the survey actually takes a broader look, so that's one piece of it. Those concerns are very real. But it's also digging into things like 74% of the patients and survivors that we surveyed feel that people living with cancer want to work, and 69% of them think work aids in their recovery. So we're seeing the value of work not just for access to health insurance, but also for these other more intangible reasons that work is so critical.
Yeah, and I think that's a great place to go next, and that is, as people do battle cancer and they decide to either work through their treatment or go back to work after maybe they're waiting to see if the treatment worked, obviously that's good for your mental state. It's good to have something to do and an objective. But what are some of the resources that can be offered by companies to help facilitate that transition, I guess,
Absolutely.
Would probably be the best way to put it.
Yes, so a really good plan in place to help someone come back to their job if they've been out is critical. Really thinking about the benefits available and how that would be useful to someone who is going through cancer treatment or recovery. So leave time, access to donated vacation days if they've used up all their time, thinking through, is there a place that someone could go and have a 30-minute rest time where all the distractions from the workplace aren't issues. But really it's about getting creative and looking at what you already offer and thinking about how that might be beneficial to someone who's gone through a cancer experience.
Really good stuff. Now, for people who want more information about this, because I know we're only scratching the surface, where can they go for more information?
The first place I would send someone is to the Cancer and Careers website, which is www.cancerandcareers.org, where you can find information if you're a coworker, a healthcare professional, a patient, a survivor, a caregiver. The whole of that universe can kind of get access to information and support there.
Cancersandcareers.org. We'll link to that. Sonia, Rebecca, thank you so much. Sonia Kashuk and Rebecca Nellis, Executive Director from Cancer and Careers, on the DJV Show at 21 minutes past the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The DJV show this time. Every day we are counting down the top 100 Christmas songs of all time as decided by Billboard magazine. They're the authority on all of these countdown lists, ladies. And this is number 44. That's where we are on the list. We're working our way up to number one. Number 44 on the list, the Jackson 5, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I like this one. It's kind of fun, don't you think? This gets you in the spirit.
Yeah, I think this is cute, you know, young Michael Jackson. I think you have to be a kid to sing this.
All right, number 43 on the list, I know, is one of our favorites. This is a brand new one. In the last year, it was released by Gwen Stefani. It's on her holiday album, and it features Blake Shelton.
You make it feel like Christmas.
You make it feel like Christmas is all over the place on Christmas radio.
Good. We just said yesterday there aren't enough duets, so finally we've got one on the countdown.
And this is a fun one. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but this is maybe my favorite new Christmas song since Mariah Carey. That's saying something because it's been decades. All right. Number 42 on the list, moving right along, is Old Blue Eyes Frank Sinatra with his version of Jingle Bells.
All the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow, in a one-horse open sleigh.
Do you think Frank Sinatra enjoyed doing this?
Yeah.
You think?
I think he was singing with the martini in his hand.
Yeah.
Yes,
uh-huh.
I do.
Definitely. Yep.
All right, number 41 on the list. Oh, it just had to ruin it. Michael Bublé is here. Actually, this one's not too bad. It's a little upbeat. Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Lots of people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town.
Christmas, number 41. We're counting down at Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time. Now number 40 on the list. We're about to break the 30s, ladies. Number 40, White Christmas, The Drifters.
Just like
this is in Home Alone, right?
Sure is.
I think this version is in Home Alone, yeah.
Where those
so
treetops listen and children listen. Sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas.
The Drifters, their version of White Christmas. Lots of fun. You're right, from the movie Home Alone. And a soundtrack of our lives, as they say. TJB Show reviewing in the top 100 best Christmas songs of all time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of former President George H.W. Bush remains in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where he will lie in state until tomorrow, shortly before funeral services are held at the National Cathedral. Following its arrival at the Capitol yesterday, many legislative leaders expressed tributes to the late president, including Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
We stand with you in mourning, but also in gratitude. Gratitude for lives well lived and duties thoroughly fulfilled. Gratitude that God gave this country George and Barbara Bush.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid their respects in the rotunda last evening. Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his father at the Wednesday funeral. President Trump and former Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Obama will also be in attendance. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
JV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out on vacation. He'll be back later in the week. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen have all the news you need. And Victoria, you have a trending story for us that really is, I had to ask you what Ted Baker was, but Ted Baker is trending right now.
Ted Baker, yes. Ted Baker is a fashion designer. Well, it's a fashion brand, and they are in the news not for a good reason. Thousands of people who work for the Ted Baker brand have signed an online petition to end the practice of quote-unquote forced hugging, and they're demanding a better way of reporting alleged harassment to HR. So more than 2,000 members of the staff and customers of the retailer have called on the firm's founder and CEO, Ray Kelvin, to alter his behavior, which includes, apparently, inappropriate touching, which they say is part of the culture that leaves harassment unchallenged. So the workers have described hugs as part of Ted Baker's culture, And the company, but the company says that they're not insisted upon. So it's like not quite forced hugging, but you feel a little like bullied into doing it, apparently, is how the workers say that it goes, life at Ted Baker. So the company claims they've launched an investigation. I don't really think it's doing much, though, because this CEO, Ray Kelvin, apparently regularly makes sexual innuendos. He has been seen stroking people's necks, discussing his sex life, and all the complaints that people have taken to HR have apparently fallen on deaf ears. One complainant wrote, "I've seen the CEO ask young female members of staff to sit on his knee, cuddle him, or let him massage their ears." Ugh. So this one person who's part of the legal complaint now said that they went to HR with the complaint and they were told, quote, "That's just what Ray's like." Oh, boy. So, this is a British brand that first opened its stores in Glasgow in 1988. It now has almost 600 stores out worldwide. This brand is carried by a lot of major department stores. They're at Nordstrom, Saks Fifth Avenue, things like that. And in 2011, this is when Ray Kelvin took over the brand as CEO, and he was even appointed Commander of the Order of the British Empire. That's a CBE. That's an award for service to the fashion industry. So he's actually, it's not knighted, but it's kind of like a pretty big deal that the Queen bestows upon people. So I don't know if they're going to really be able to take this guy down. He's also the 244th wealthiest person in Britain with an estimated wealth of 666 million. 666.
Wow.
So, but rubbing people's ears? Yeah, I know, right?
So
rubbing
bizarre.
People's ears? Like, oh. I feel sorry for the women who work in this company because, you know, if you feel like if you don't sit on his knee or cuddle with him, then, you know, maybe you will fall out of favor. And I think that's part of that problem of having that kind of a culture, you know, like you feel like if you don't hug him or if you don't go along with it, that, you know, somehow there'll be some sort of like retaliation. And a lot of people are afraid of that. And I think that's why they went to HR, but nothing has happened so far. But now it's trending. It's everywhere.
How does this happen? I don't understand how this happens in this time. I mean, we're in the Me Too culture. We're right in the middle of the Me Too movement. I don't know how certain people get passes all the way through and others are taken down and really lose everything. This type of behavior sounds a lot worse than some people who were accused of other things and lost their jobs. The fact that mm-hmm. you're massaging people's earlobes and asking them to sit on your knee or cuddle them, it's really bizarre. Do you think it's the fashion industry? Do you think people are just more forgiving in the fashion industry than they are maybe in Hollywood or in politics?
I do. I think that in the fashion industry, there's fashion and media for some reason, or the entertainment business, let's say. Fashion and the entertainment industries are just, I think that there's a lot more stuff that people get away with. And now because we are in the middle of the Me Too movement, that's why Ted Baker is making news right now. I think this would have gone on forever. And I think that, you know, only that the Me Too movement is so global that this is even becoming news now. And unfortunately for the people who work, you know, a lot of models have complained about being sexually harassed and inappropriately touched by lots of different photographers. You know, it's in the fashion industry. It's sort of ingrained in that culture, and it's too bad. But, you know, I'm happy that it's coming to light in the Me Too movement, but I don't know if it's really going to change the entire industry. Maybe
really
they'll get rid of the guy. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. I don't know.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. That was the line from President Trump. He said something like that. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Well, I don't know. I feel like this is obviously something that needs to be taken seriously. I do think that some passes are given to the fashion industry. And for my part, I hadn't even been familiar with the product. I don't go to Nordstrom all that often, and I know that a lot, at least in the States, his products are sold there. So we'll see if this affects the brand, the Ted Baker brand, as we follow this story. Also want to give you a great idea for a holiday gift. Our friends over at Power Swabs really help you leave a lasting impression. There are a lot of cameras out during the holiday season, and we know how important it is for you to look your best. to show your pearly whites in front of those cameras. Now, studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. It's what usually people will see first about you. And we have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, our friends there, have the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes. There's nothing to lose with that. After using Power Swabs only one time, I was amazed by the results, and now I'll never go back to those strips that burn your gums with bleach and, gosh, make you drool for a half an hour while you wait for the teeth whitening to happen. I don't think twice now about cracking open a Power Swab. They're like a little Q-tip. Crack it open. You apply it to your teeth. It's all natural. It doesn't hurt. The coconut oil is one of the main ingredients, actually, so it's very gentle. And Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. So you don't have to give up your coffee. You don't have to give up your wine. You can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes a day. It's a no-brainer. You'll want to check out Power Swabs. You'll want to do it today before those photos start. The exclusive offer that we have for you is not available online, not available in stores. You have to call for your Power Swabs today. Call 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's predicted by the CDC that 50% of all Hispanics will develop type 2 diabetes over their lifetime. However, it may be prevented or controlled by healthy eating and weight loss. To kick off National Diabetes Awareness Month, Aguacates Fresco Saborea Uno Hoy unveils a free printable wallet-sized guide designed to share tips and inspiration that can help reduce the risk. Registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez Klinger.
Hispanics are more likely to be overweight than non-Hispanics, creating a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. A winning strategy in the fight against diabetes is to recognize that every bite counts. Smart choices like fresh avocados are delicious, filling, and help keep us healthy.
The Dietary Guidelines for Americans emphasizes making small dietary shifts to work towards an overall healthy eating pattern.
Changing eating habits can be hard, but access to free resources like this in Spanish and English is a big benefit for families to help keep healthy options like fresh avocados top of mind.
To learn more, visit saboreaunohoy.com/diabetes card.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
How many times? cases have you heard us talk about here on the DJV show? Unfair practices in the court system. It's a real problem. And actually a new report out even calls certain states judicial hellholes. There's a new judicial hellhole report that clearly demonstrates the need for a more balanced civil justice system. And a brand new list is out about the states that need to do the most work. I'm in California, guys, and I am number one on the list. Tiger Joyce is the president of the American Tort Reform Association, and he joins us now on the DJV show. Hi, Tiger. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
Good morning. I think we have to start with the true definition, because it sounds sort of funny. We're all laughing about it. But what in the heck is a judicial hellhole? What deems a state a judicial hellhole, Tiger?
Well, these are the we put this report out every year. And what we do over the course of the year is we highlight and research and get significant amounts of information about litigation practices. And what we try to focus on are the places and the jurisdictions and the courts where the problems in the courts are the most pronounced. And obviously, you know, I appreciate that you indicated that this is a source of some amusement. Our purpose is to raise public awareness of problems with the civil justice system. And this is one way that we think we can put a particular spotlight on those jurisdictions where the practices are the most problematic. And what we hope to do is to raise awareness and serve as a catalyst for reform. And we've been able to do that in the past, but it's an ongoing challenge. And our report this year, I think, highlights a number of significant issues. There are several that are in common among these jurisdictions that we've mentioned, including the use of what we would call junk science to increase awards, to some very significant awards in California, your home state. But probably one of the more significant themes that we see are in these judicial hellholes. The judges seem willing to kind of take in everybody and anybody who wants to bring a lawsuit. And the court system should exist for the purpose of the citizens in those communities primarily, with some exceptions. But we see, in a number of our hellholes, that's not the case, that they seemingly allow everybody and anybody in, even if a case has nothing to do with that particular jurisdiction.
And Victoria's so going to have a question. Victoria, I was going to say just as a follow-up, and then Victoria, I know, has a question for you. But, Tiger, is this is this due in part to activist judges? Is that part of the problem?
Well, I think there are a lot of problems. I think every situation is a little bit different. Interestingly, this year we did something that we've really never done before, which is we focused not so much on a court system but on a legislature because they were changing the rules. Now, that's a political process, so that's entirely different. But if you look on our list, we listed New Jersey. And, in fact, in the course of doing that, we mentioned that we thought some of the decisions of that state Supreme Court were actually, we thought, quite balanced. But if you look at California and Florida and New York and Missouri, you'll see a combination of bad legal policy along with activist courts. A good example is the Florida Supreme Court just earlier this year, just quite recently, in fact, rejected the federal standard for expert evidence. Now, that may not sound like it's all that important to the average person, but expert evidence is really vital in a lot of important litigation. And the Florida legislature about 5 years ago actually enacted that reform, and yet the Florida Supreme Court has rejected it. So that's an example of an activist court from our perspective.
Wow. So now what's the answer? How do we actually fix this problem? Do we have judges across the country that should be elected? Or it just feels a little overwhelming. What can we do?
Well, it can be a bit overwhelming. I think the first thing that you do is, number one, is recognize that there are problems. And our purpose with this report is to elevate these and have a discussion, have a debate. There are a lot of different elements to this, and every jurisdiction is going to be a little bit different. How the courts, how the judges are chosen does vary. I would suggest, this is just my opinion, that how that's done is less important than the need simply to address this.
Sure.
and participate and push for meaningful, balanced reforms.
We're up on a break, Tiger Joyce, but check out more information on this report, American Tort Reform Association, ATRA.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's out on vacation this week. The ladies are holding down the fort, and don't think we can't talk about cars, man. We can talk about cars, and we can talk about gas, and we can talk about companies doing some really cool things. In fact, Victoria, you have a story about Shell gasoline.
Yeah.
Their company is now planning to link executives' pay to hitting emissions targets. This is kind of an interesting idea.
I love this. So, yeah, so Shell Energy, which is actually Royal Dutch Shell is the official name of it, they announced that they're going to be basing their executives' pay on how well they hit emissions targets in the future. So they issued a statement with a group of investors who are interested in climate initiatives, and Shell says those carbon reduction goals will be set annually starting in 2020 and covering periods of 3 to 5 years until 2050. So Shell wants to reduce its carbon footprint, which is always great, by about 20% by the year 2030 and by 50% by 2050. So the investors are actually putting the pressure on Shell to cut emissions, which is sort of how it should work. You know, we always talk here about letting the market decide and things like that. Well, the investors, they want to get a real return on their money. And so they want to cut emissions. And the UN has talked about climate change that's underway in Poland and things like that. So the shareholders are going to be voting on these changes, but this is going to be a new executive pay structure. So you're going to see like bonuses for the executives and things like that happening only if they hit their carbon footprint, and emissions targets. So I think this is like, fabulous news, and it really, I think this really inspires executives to work hard, and instead of just hearing these like guaranteed bonuses of millions and millions of dollars, like this should be actually merit based, and it will be. So I think it's really cool. Go Shell.
Now,
if there's a Shell station around here, I'll be buying gas from them now.
Actually, that's my company of choice around my house. But shareholders are still going to have to vote on this. So do you think that they are going to be able to do this, or do you think maybe the executives don't want to have this link between bonuses and emission targets?
I'm sure they don't want it. Maybe some do. I don't want to. But I'm sure a lot of them are probably thinking, oh, great, I'm not going to get my bonus if I don't hit these targets. But I think if the investors want this to happen, I can't imagine that the shareholders wouldn't want to go along with that too. I think probably in most large corporations, I would guess that the shareholders kind of follow along with the investors recommend. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. The vote doesn't happen until 2020, so they've got a lot of time to come up with the new structure of the pay.
We'll continue to follow this story. That's interesting news out of Shell. Motor Trend has their 2019 pick for SUV of the year. The winner is in, and Andy Solomon has more.
Motor Trend has announced the winner of the 2019 SUV of the Year. Finalists were evaluated for safety, efficiency, value, advancement in design, engineering excellence, and performance of intended function. Mark Rechten, executive editor for Motor Trend, with details.
We're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year award goes to the Jeep Wrangler. Rarely do the past and future coexist so beautifully. The Wrangler has been redesigned and re-engineered, resisting the temptation to dilute its climb that mountain capability while also improving comfort and convenience inside. Perhaps the best part is the available mild hybrid Turbo 4, which punches out 270 horsepower while also displaying impressive fuel economy. There are tons of customizations available, whether you do it in the dealership or in the aftermarket.
For all the latest information on Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, the Jeep Wrangler, go to MotorTrendAwards.com or pick up the latest issue of Motor Trend on newsstands now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The DJV Show, 57 minutes past the hour, and well, we're saying congratulations to Motor Trend's Car of the Year, I'm sorry, SUV of the Year. Also, congratulations to the Honda Civic, because, guys, it is the number one most popular car for millennials, at least as defined by Experian. Experian says that millennials are 23 to 38. They made up 27% of new car sales in the first quarter of 2018, and the results are in. The top five, Honda Civic sits at number one, followed by the Ford F-150 at number two, the Chevy Silverado at three, the Toyota Camry at four, and the Toyota RAV4 at number five. Jeep did make the list here as well. Jeep Grand Cherokee is number 10 on the list. Does that sound about right with your social circle, Victoria?
That's a lot of pickup trucks in that list. I'm surprised by that. But having just left New York City, I probably haven't really seen too many pickup trucks recently. So
that's right.
But I do have a lot of, because we live on the beach now, I do have a lot of friends with Jeep Wranglers. So that definitely is in keeping for sure.
There you go. All right. So congratulations to Jeep Wrangler, the Honda Civic, most popular car for millennials. It's a DJV show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.